This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins stops by each week for Cinema Chat, and a good wet day to you.
Yeah, it's definitely wet and rainy fall day, so happy wet and rainy fall day, yeah, and hope your electricity is on.
And if not, we certainly hope it returns soon.
Yes, well, a little bit of news out of Hollywood. Jon Favreau, who directed the Iron Man and Iron Man 2 films, as well as The Jungle Book, is going back into the Disney vaults to create a live-action or a computer-animated, realistic, quote, realistic version of The Lion King. So from a flat animation to similar to The Jungle Book, looks like Jon Favreau will be putting that together. And Kenneth Branagh has been putting together a production of Murder on the Orient Express, which is a classic. And they've got a date. It's going to premiere a little over a year from now. But they don't quite have a cast together. Angelina Jolie was supposed to be in it, but she dropped out over the summer. Now they're talking about Johnny Depp and Michelle Pfeiffer. So we'll see what happens in Charlize Theron.
He's been box office poison of late, so we'll have to see.
See how that goes. Well, we have actually three really interesting documentaries that are going to be playing the Michigan Theater. Beatles 8 Days a Week, The Touring Year, which is a Ron Howard documentary about the early years of the Beatles, at least the early years of their very popular period. And people are loving this film. We're going to play it for another week, so go check it out.
Yeah,
so
I know people who are not fans of the Beatles, and I know they're hard to find, but I know them. They love this movie.
Yeah, I mean, and if you're a Beatle fan, I mean, we're getting
makes it
all
that much better.
Kinds of people showing up for it. So Beatles 8 Days a Week, again, a great documentary by Ron Howard, is currently playing. We have a documentary about called Author, the J.T. Leroy story, which is really a fascinating story about this author who actually turned out to be a 40-year-old San Francisco former phone sex operator who is now a housewife by the name of Laura Albert. And it's a really interesting discussion or documentary about the literary world, but also about how one becomes a celebrity or what the role of celebrity in modern society is. So fascinating piece, Author, the J.T. Leroy story.
Interesting.
And then the third one is Dancer, which is about the Ukrainian-born bad boy of ballet, Sergei Pulinin, who...
I'm completely ignorant. I have no idea who that is.
He was, the thing about him, he was a very young, 19-year-old principal dancer from the Royal Ballet, just was tremendously talented, tremendously charismatic, and it talks about the great sacrifices that a dancer, you know, like a figure skater or any of those crafts where there's a tremendous amount of youth that's involved typically, and then the dedication of the individual and the individual's family. But he essentially, despite being this very early acclaimed dancer, pretty much walked away from his career and went in another direction. So it's a very interesting meditation on art in the 21st century. So we got three very interesting documentaries that are all playing around a theme that I'm very excited about.
What's new for me this week?
Well, if you haven't seen The Hollers, go see that out. That's John Krasinski's film that stars Margot Martindale and Anna Kendrick, Margot Martindale being the University of Michigan
character. Yeah, we talked about that last week. Very well received.
Yeah, and it's a good film. Demon is a Polish film by a Polish director Marcin Rona, who unfortunately died as a relatively young man last year. But his last film, which is called Demon, was a huge, huge festival film, premiered at Toronto last year. And it's ambitious, it's beautifully shot, the critics love it. And it's about a wedding that's going to take place. The people return from England back to Poland. They have this rural house in Poland. It's a total fixer-upper, and there are very interesting things going on in this house. So if you like thrillers, if you like scary movies, Demon is definitely one to go check out. It's playing briefly.
And it's fun to see those kind of movies from a different country's perspective.
Absolutely.
They are presented differently, and you take away a different sensation.
Especially by this great and unfortunately late director. White Girl is another film festival hit. It premiered at Sundance last year. And it's a first-time work by writer-director Elizabeth Wood. And it's kind of a very, very, very contemporary version of The Great Gatsby in a way, kind of dissolute folks that are on the party circuit in New York. And it kind of could be, you know, where Fitzgerald was saying, hey, be careful, we could end up in this very dissolute, desperate situation. Anyway, so it's about this young woman who falls into the party life in New York, gets involved with a drug dealer, and but it's, again, it's very interestingly shot, first-time film, something you want to check out.
89.1 WEMU, you're listening to Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins, and anything else I should be aware of in the downtown area?
Well, a week from today, we're going to premiere Birth of a Nation, which is the Nat Turner film about Nate Parker. It's about Nate Turner, directed by Nate Parker. And it has gotten great, great
Nat
reviews.
Turner, right.
Yeah, Nat Turner, I'm sorry. And it's a very, very interesting, compelling film. Stars Armie Hammer and a lot of... And Nate Parker plays Nat Turner.
Right.
So he directed this film, he starred in this film, he wrote the film. A really, really interesting work. And again, very, very, very well reviewed. We'll talk about it more next week. The Manhattan Short Film Festival returns. These are all new short films, and you get to vote on which film you like. And your film, your vote will
be And then
be
the award will be announced in New York. But
absolutely. So you can see that on Thursday, September 29th. That's today at 7 o'clock. So we'll see you at the Michigan Theater for that. And then we're doing a very special screening of Idiocracy, which was a film that came out 10 years ago. It was directed by Mike Judge, and it stars Luke Wilson, Maya Rudolph, and Dax Shepard.
Mike Judge, isn't he the Beavis and Butthead guy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And so
I'm a little ashamed I put those two together.
Yeah, Luke Wilson is put into suspended animation, and Maya Rudolph's character as well. And they get awakened 10 years later, or actually 50 years later, and they're both really average intelligence people, but the state of humanity has deteriorated to such a great extent that they are now the most brilliant people out there. And so anyway, it's obviously a political satire, so you can go check that out.
A couple of big
on
movies
Tuesday,
at the
Tuesday at 9:45, Tuesday, October 4th. Yes, there's some really good films opening at the multiplex too. Deepwater Horizon, which stars Mark Wahlberg, Kurt Russell, John Malkovich, and Kate Hudson. Very well reviewed about that very tragic thing that happened on that oil
in the
rig.
Gulf of Mexico. Yeah,
yeah. Masterminds, which is a comedy with Zach Galifianakis and Kristen Wiig.
Self-professed to be funnier than any movie you've seen before.
According to Zach Galifianakis,
right.
Absolutely. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children is Tim Burton's new film that's based on the novel, and it's also gotten very good reviews, so that's great. And then the big film that's heavily advertised on TV is Queen of Katwe, which is a Disney film starring David Oyelowo and Lupita Nyong'o. Again, very good reviews about a young woman in Uganda who's a chess genius and ends up getting out of her little, very difficult neighborhood.
Becoming a world master, right.
Becoming a world master. So it's an inspirational film, as the music behind us indicates.
We love inspiration, don't we? For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We're always inspired by you. When Russ is back next week, it will be for WEMU's Fall On Air Pledge Drive. Make sure you join us. If you support Cinema Chat, go to WEMU.org right now and click on the donate button. And we thank you for your support. You make Cinema Chat possible. Once again, you're listening on 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.